Johannes Brahms, Symphony No. 2 in D, the Allegretto Grazioso, performed by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, Charles McCarris, conducting. You're with The Oasis on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, you're hearing the sounds of Sarah Svensson here on a Monday afternoon, and for good reason. The organized crime duo, which features Sarah and Rachel Mann, will be in performance tomorrow night as part of the Organics concert season. Timothy Eaton Memorial Church, the two met at an undisclosed Toronto location. I hear it's U of T. Their programs include classic organ repertoire, but also pop music arranged for the grand instrument. There are even elaborate costume changes and hot tempers to witness. The duo has appeared all over Canada and the UK. With me now to unpack this special event tomorrow night is Rachel and Sarah. Welcome to you both. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
And we're listening to the organ music in the background. Explain this musical friendship. It seems a little mysterious from what I've been able to gather on your website.
Well, yes, we did meet at university, and we decided to do something a little different. Rather than play seriously, we decided to actually play what you were just playing, Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Bach. Neither of us knew it, so we decided to split it and each play half.
Yeah, I would say we definitely do still play seriously. But yes, basically we work smarter, not harder. So if there's a way for us to play half the notes with twice the amount of fun, then that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. But then it turned out that we really liked playing with each other and we liked having fun and people liked what was happening. So we started playing duets for two people. And so now we just kind of create whatever we can.
So just to set the scene here, mm-hmm. I've heard about some semi-gymnastics going on, some costume changes, shoe changes. A lot has to happen here for your stage presence to happen. Tell us about this act, what the organized crime duo sort of experience will be for people.
It's definitely not like any other organ concert. or
I'm getting
any,
that. Yeah.
Basically, I would describe what we do as a comedy show or a comedy act with organ music.
Okay.
Definitely in the vein of the variety shows of the 60s and 70s. So we really try to bring, we have an overall narrative. So you're kind of with us and discovering things through the whole show. There's no intermission, but there are sketches of different types of musical comedy within it, which is then just kind of beefed up by the organ music that's mm-hmm. still part of it. There are plenty of jokes, but there's also like mm-hmm. You're going to hear some of the more classical and non-classical music that we're playing as well.
Yeah.
So 230 St. Clair Avenue West, that's the Timothy Eaton Memorial Church. Do you know, what can you tell us about the space and the organ that you will be using?
It's a huge space.
Okay.
So it's one of the biggest churches in Toronto. I think they've got a capacity of over 1,000, so lots of space.
There's room.
Uh-huh. And they have a 5-manual organ. That means it has 5 keyboards, plus, of course, the pedal board.
And the pedal board is a keyboard on its own that we play with our feet.
And there's only so many of these organs around even Southern Ontario, let alone
it's
Toronto.
It's true. So. And Timothy Eaton is actually one of the gems of the 1920s Casemate organ building culture. So in the 1920s, Casemate is a very famous Canadian builder. But basically, there's 3 major organs built in that era that were this big, that were kind of the height of late Romanticism. Mm-hmm. So it's a very historic organ.
So we use it as our own orchestra. And actually, Timothy Eaton just had a big refurbishment a few years ago. So there's now a division of pipes at the very back of the church. So you get real surround sound.
That's fascinating. And I've been to a couple of concerts in the city that feature this amazing instrument. And it is in itself an experience, let alone what you're going to do with it. Gordon Manzel is here, the artistic director with Organics Concert. And it's worth noting that you are always looking to book and showcase world-class talent. And people should know just how special these concerts can be, Gordon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Yes, we always have world-class talent, even the local and domestic organists. They are absolutely fabulous. We have a really growing culture happening right here in Toronto.
It's absolutely true, Gordon, and I'm so thrilled that you're doing this yet again. Sarah and Rachel, tell us about the repertoire. I think you're going to take us on a little bit of a ride tomorrow night.
So we have basically a wide range of genres. We start with our own theme song, which...
Rachel wrote.
Yes.
Wow.
We collaborate a lot on everything, so...
Yeah.
And then we're going to...
And we sing.
We sing as well. We sing while we play.
My goodness. I'm mind boggles.
We're doing a little bit of Star Wars, the Albinoni Adagio,
The 1812 Overture,
The Toccata and Fugue in D minor, and a few other things as well.
Yeah, in the Hall of the Mountain King. Yeah.
Okay, right. So we're getting into some movie music, but also the classic repertoire.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The organized crime duo, Rachel Mann and Sarah Svensson, this Tuesday night, tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Timothy Eaton Memorial Church. That's 230 St. Clair Avenue East in Midtown Toronto. You can get your tickets now. A very accessible price point. Organicsconcerts.ca. That's Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X, concerts.ca. And if you'd like to learn more about the duo, organizedcrimeduo.com. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
You're with the new Classical FM. Let's listen to some organ music right now.